إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our first gathering during the month of Ramadan. And as we begin this month, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to understand the value of this opportunity that He has given to us, and that He has allowed us to reach this blessed month of Ramadan upon Islam and Iman and the Sunnah, and that He grant us the tawfiq to act upon the knowledge of what we have been given concerning the virtues of this month and the opportunities for earning the reward of Allah, His mercy, His favor, and His forgiveness. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we want to begin with the mention. Our topic tonight is remembering Allah and being thankful to Allah, and we might add to that worshipping Allah in the best manner during Ramadan and after. These topics, or these points, these matters are matters which I believe are familiar to all of us. Perhaps we are talking about these things from time to time. It is certainly something that should be in the forefront of the mind of a Muslim, especially from the people of Sunnah. The dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah, and shukr, being thankful or grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, worshipping Allah. These are things that we are constantly engaged and reflecting upon, and hopefully trying to implement in our lives on a daily basis, in the morning and in the evening, in the public and in the private, and in every situation or circumstance. However, what we want to do tonight is to focus on these themes a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit. The time that we have is very short, and so I have chosen an ayah from the Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah. And I imagine that because we have already been entered into the month of Ramadan some days, that all of us perhaps have passed through Surah Al-Baqarah by now. And we have read this ayah. And hopefully, some of us have stopped on it and reflected a little bit upon it. And perhaps somebody has even read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, or the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'adi, or some other tafsir from the people of Sunnah, perhaps. We have looked at this ayah, and in that case, what we are intending here is that it be a reminder. A reminder of these important themes. The affair of remembering Allah all the time, and being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His favors upon us, and as a result of that, making every effort to worship Him in the best manner. And we're going to talk a little bit concerning the one ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, 152nd ayah, and perhaps we might look at the ayah before it because it's connected. I don't know if we have time. And one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, a supplication that the Prophet ﷺ used to say all the time, and it's a supplication that most of us have memorized, and perhaps reflecting on it a little bit and its meaning will help us to focus on the value of these few words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite after every prayer. Okay, so I'm going to read, as I said, from the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayah 152. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 152. There are some questions related to this subject, this tafsir tonight, but yani, I think that maybe during Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to relax a little bit. And we'll just like let the questions go. Yani, perhaps, you know, we'll look at some of the topics without the question and try to focus on them so that it doesn't pass us by. Okay, so I'm reading from the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman As-Sa'di. And one might also read from the tafsir of Al-Imam Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, and there are some similar meanings there. However, and because of the nature of the tafsir of Al-Imam As-Sa'di, I have chosen to read from it because he has brought out certain points that I think are easy for us to apply to ourselves, and perhaps we can take them in and we can utilize them immediately. So, yani, let me just go first to the ayah before, the ayah that we want to talk about tonight, the ayah before it, just to make the connection, even if we don't look at the tafsir of the ayah, and then we'll read the tafsir of yani, the ayat under discussion, 152. I'm going to read from ayah 151, Surah Al-Baqarah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ يعني, this is the ayat that precedes the ayat under discussion tonight, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ. Just as we have sent amongst you a messenger from among yourselves. Allah is yani, talking about something preceding this ayah, and He's saying, in the same way, just as we have sent amongst you a messenger from among yourselves. This is from the greatest of the ni'm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a messenger has been sent to a people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't just sent to the Quraysh or to the Arab, rather he was sent to the whole of humanity. So this is a ni'mah upon the whole of humanity. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا. The first thing that he did, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, is that he is reciting to you our ayat, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the ayat that have been revealed in the Quran as well as the signs in the universe. وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ, and secondly, and he is yani coming to the people to yani perform the operation of a tazkiyah, the purification of the people, purification of their souls, purification of their character, their manners, and their actions, tazkiyah. وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and he is also teaching you the book and the wisdom. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, and also he is teaching you that which you didn't know before. Yani knowledge that you didn't know before, and things, actions, deeds, behavior, worship that you didn't know before, meaning specifically first and foremost the Quraysh who were in Jahiliyyah before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he is first and foremost reciting to them the ayat of Allah, and secondly, he is yani working with them in such a way to rectify, to purify the people, to purify them from all kinds of filth and corruption and wrongdoing and kufr and shirk and so on. And then he is teaching them the book and the wisdom, and he's teaching them things outside of the book and the wisdom. He's teaching them things that they didn't know before, knowledge and actions that they didn't know before. This is the ayat that came before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning these ni'm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's virtues and blessings, and of sending the messenger who is reciting to them the ayat, and who is purifying them and rectifying them and correcting them, and he is also teaching them the book and the wisdom and things that they didn't know before. Then Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And these few words here, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, these are the ayat that we want to discuss tonight in the few minutes that are in front of us. As I said in the tafsir of Al-Hafidh, Al-Imam Hafidh ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, there are a lot of points that he makes as well. But for the sake of time, we're going to just choose one. So we chose the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di. And no doubt it will be worthwhile to go back and look at the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and take some of the points that he has mentioned there as well. The Shaykh, he begins, he says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Yani, and for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remember me, and I will remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي, yani fa here, right, means that it's connected to something before it. فَذْكُرُونِي, as a result of that, which he mentioned first, therefore, remember me, and I will remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي, yani, therefore, since I have sent you a messenger, who is reciting our ayat, and who is purifying you, and who is teaching you the book and the wisdom and things you didn't know before, therefore, remember me, and I will remember you. And be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful. Even though these are just a few words, the meaning is tremendous. And in every book of tafsir from the people of Sunnah, you'll find various benefits. Some that is mentioned in one tafsir, not mentioned in another. So the benefits that we will take tonight, inshallah, are some from amongst the many that can be taken from these few words. فَذْكُرُونِي. Fa, therefore, as a result of the sending of the messenger, which is from the greatest of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored any people with, in addition to other bounties and favors and blessings that Allah gave to people, even in the worldly affairs. But this is from what? The greatest of ni'mah, yani the ni'm ad-diniyah, in our religion, in our deen. And also in these words, فَذْكُرُونِي, we know that after the fa, there's the fi'l amr, اُذْكُرُونِي. This means Allah is commanding us. It is a command. It's not optional. The remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, is not something that's optional. That you do it if you want to, when you want to, the way you want to. Rather, it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fulfillment of that command has to be in accordance with the way Allah legislated it, in the times that He legislated it, and the manners that He legislated it, and also, yani, sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. The Shaykh, he says, فَأَمَرَ تَعَالَى بِذِكْرِهِ وَوَعَدَ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلْ جَزَاءٍ وَهُوَ ذِكْرُهُ لِمَنْ ذَكَرَهُ. Allah the Most High has commanded us to remember Him. And then He has promised, for the one who fulfills that, He has promised the afdal jaza, the greatest reward that you can receive, and that is ذِكْرُهُ لِمَنْ ذَكَرَهُ. Yani that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remember the one who remembers Him. He said this is the greatest jaza. Yani whatever reward you can get from the remembrance of Allah that you can imagine, and the rewards are many. Yani perhaps the reward might be forgiveness. Yani the person who says after the five obligatory prayers, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, and so on like this, 33 times each, 99, La ilaha illallah, making 100. The person who does this, the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, that whoever does this, nobody will be superior to them. And that was from amongst the companions, some of the poor people who came to him and said that the rich people have won away all the rewards. They have the higher degrees, they got the greatest rewards, they pray like we pray, and they fast like we fast, and then with their money they also give charity, and we don't have money. And they make hajj, and they make umrah, and they go in the way of Allah, because they have this wealth that we don't have. And they complain. So what is their fuss? The Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not inform you of something that if you do it, no one will be superior to you, except the one who does the same thing that you do, or more than that. And he said to say this, say Subhanallah after every obligatory prayer. To the end of the hadith, I mean, the point here is not that particular hadith, but the point here is to show, yani, what kind of rewards a person can get for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst the rewards is that the Prophet ﷺ said that a person's sins would be forgiven even if they were equal to the foam of the sea. That which is on the surface of the foam of the sea. If a person's sins was equal to that, they would be forgiven it. By just after the prayer saying Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, 33 times each. And La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu mulku lahu alhamdu huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the one who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah that they will get the greatest reward, even greater than forgiveness of sins. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will mention the one who mentions Him. Allah will be mentioning you if you mention him. And of course, all of this requires that we do it in accordance with the Sunnah and that we do it with ikhlas, sincerely, for the sake of Allah alone. The Shaykh, he says, this is just as Allah the Most High said, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Yani, just as Allah the Most High said upon the tongue of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith, what kind of hadith? Qudsi. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this on the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the words of Allah. Man dhakarani fi nafsihi, whoever remembers me within himself, I will remember him in myself. Wa man dhakarani fi mala'in, dhakartuhu fi mala'in khayrin minhum. And whoever mentions me in a gathering, an assembly, then I will mention him in an assembly that is better than them. Yani, in some of the narrations said, in the malaika, amongst the angels. Yani, this is the greatest jaza, recompense that a person can receive, that is from the remembrance of Allah, is that Allah Himself would mention you. وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَفْضَلُهُ مَا تَوَافَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَلْبُ وَاللِّسَانِ. Yani, the remembrance of Allah, the best of it, the most superior of it, is that the heart and the tongue are in harmony. Yani, that the person is remembering Allah not just on their tongue, saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, but rather that their heart is also engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And this is important because lots of people are performing dhikr. Some of them, they are actually carrying beads with them, rosary beads, and they are saying Subhanallah, whatever they're saying, I don't know, all day and night. But what is important is that the dhikr is performed in the way that Allah has legislated through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is done sincerely for the sake of Allah. And that dhikr, the best of it, afdaluhu, is that which the heart and the tongue are in harmony, in accordance with one another. Both the heart is engaged in the dhikr of the heart, and the tongue is engaged in the dhikr of the tongue. وَهُوَ الذِّكْرُ الَّذِي يُثْمِرُ مَعْرِفَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَحَبَّتَهُ وَكَثْرَةُ ثَوَابِهِ. This dhikr, which one? The one in which both the heart and the tongue are engaged, is the dhikr whose fruit is becoming acquainted with and knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whose fruit is that a person will acquire the love of Allah through it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an abundance of reward, kathratu thawabi. Yani, the dhikr of the heart and the tongue is the dhikr which has fruits, and from its fruits is that a person became acquainted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the remembrance of Allah, by concentrating, reflecting, contemplating upon the meanings of the words that we are saying, not just making sounds, but knowing what is the meaning of Subhanallah. And this is something that, yani, has been mentioned again and again and again. Many people, when they read in English or in other languages perhaps also, that Subhanallah means glory to Allah. What does that mean? Glory to Allah. Yani, if I'm saying Subhanallah, 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 and all that is coming to my mind is glory to Allah, wallahi, that's not the meaning of Subhanallah. The tasbih, yani, its root meaning is to declare, to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from imperfection. That's the meaning of tasbih. That's what Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab says in one of his books about the salat. He said, at-tasbih, and the scholars of Sunnah even before, they said like this, that at-tasbih, it means to declare, to acknowledge, to recognize, to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being free from all imperfections. He has no shortcoming, no defect, no imperfection. And to declare Him free from whatever has been ascribed to Him falsely, such as the claim of the people of Kufr, that He has a partner, or that He has a son, or so on, that He is one of three in the Trinity, and such. Naam. The Shaykh, he said, that from the fruits of the dhikr of Allah, is that a person becomes acquainted with Allah. If a person knows what they are saying when they say Subhanallah, and they reflect on the real meaning of Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar and so on, then indeed that person will become more and more acquainted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will love Allah more, and they will also get a lot of reward. وَذِكْرُ هُوَ رَأْسَ الشُّكْرُ. And the Shaykh says, وَذِكْرُ هُوَ رَأْسَ الشُّكْرُ. Yani that the apex, the height, the highest point, the beginning, the start, yani of a shukra, it is with a dhikr. It starts with dhikr. As some of the scholars say, how can a person be thankful to Allah if they didn't even remember Allah first? Person has to remember Allah first, and then they might be thankful to Him. The Shaykh, he said, "What? الذكر هو رأس الشكر. ولهذا أمر به خصوصا ثم من بعده أمر بالشكر عموما." And for this reason, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala commanded us with a dhikr, especially, particularly, first and foremost. And then, after that, He commanded us with a shukr, to be grateful, to be thankful, generally. Specifically, He commanded us first and foremost with a dhikr, to remember Him, to praise and glorify Him, to recognize and acknowledge and His greatness and His glory and His favors upon us, to the end of it. And then, generally, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, the Shaykh says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يعني فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. And then He said, وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. يعني after saying, remember me, and I will remember you, and some of the scholars said that the meaning of remembering, I remember you, remember me with acts of obedience, and I will remember you by rewarding you, or by forgiving you, or having mercy upon you. Remember me, I remember you. Then He said, generally, be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful. وَشْكُرُوا لِي أي على ما أنعمت عليكم بهذه النعم ودفعت عنكم سنوف النقم. يعني be thankful to me for all that I have favored and blessed you with, the bounties that I have given you, these favors and bounties that I have given you, and that I have repulsed from you all types of trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulties. Be thankful for all the favors that Allah has given and that He has protected us from so many trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulties. Then the Shaykh says, and this is the core of our topic tonight, in just three lines, and this is the core of the topic, وَالشُّكْرُ يَكُونُ بِالْقَلْبِ إِقْرَارًا بِالنِّعْمِ وَاعْتِرَافًا. الشُّكْرُ يَكُونُ بِالْقَلْبِ, yani that gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness, it occurs through the heart. إِقْرَارًا بِالنِّعْمِ, acknowledging, confessing the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Yani it starts with the heart. Real shukra, it starts by the heart, acknowledging the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِاللِّسَانِ ذِكْرًا وَثَنَاءً. And then, by the tongue, by dhikr, remembering Allah, and by thana, praising and glorifying Him. Yani the heart acknowledging the fadl of Allah upon us, the favors of Allah upon us, and the tongue acknowledging the fada'il of Allah. Yani the glory, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikran wa thana'an. Wa hamdan. Wa bil jawari. And then by the limbs of the body, ta'atan lillahi. By the limbs of the body, the shukra, after the heart and the tongue, it is by the limbs of the body acting in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَانْقِيَادًا لِأَمْرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابًا لِنَحْيِهِ. Yani, being in compliance with His command and avoiding His prohibitions. This is the core of the matter. Yani, whoever wants to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it starts by the heart, yani, by what is in the heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows what is in the heart. Yani in the heart there is a consciousness, an awareness, an acknowledgement of the favors of Allah upon you. And then the tongue expresses praise and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is due to His excellence and His perfection and to the end of it. And then finally, yani it is manifested on the limbs of the body in obedience to Allah by complying with His command, with His every command, and avoiding His every prohibition. They are. He didn't say that, but they are, yes. These are arkan shukr now. That would have been a question. What are the arkan of shukr? That would have been a question. Now, I was going to mention some questions at the beginning. For the sake of time, I abandoned them. That would have been one of the questions, for sure. The arkan of shukr. Yani, what are the pillars of shukr? It is the confession in the heart, the expression of praise of Allah upon the tongue, and acting, the limbs of the body acting in accordance with Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. فَالشُكْرُ فِيهِ بِقَاءُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ وَزِيَادَةٌ فِي نِعْمِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ. And this is, yani this statement, this could have been a question also, what is the result of a person, yani fulfilling the obligation of shukr? Yani it's an obligation that we, yani are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what would be the result of that? فَالشُكْرُ فِيهِ بِقَاءُ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ النِّعْمَةِ الْمَوْجُودَةِ. يعني in fulfilling the obligation of shukr, this ensures that the blessings that you have will remain, that you will keep them. وَزِيَادَةٌ فِي النِّعْمِ الْمَفْقُودَةِ. And that you will have an increase in more blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst those that you don't have. Yani what you have will remain, and what you don't have will be given to you as an increase. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 14th surah, 7th ayat, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you are thankful, grateful, then I will increase you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you are thankful, then I will give you an increase. So that which you have will remain, and that which you don't have may be given to you as an increase. And the opposite meaning of this is that if a person is not grateful, then it is likely that Allah will take away the bounties and favors that He has given to them. Here, the statement that the Shaykh makes here goes back to the previous ayat, before this ayat. Yani, ayat 151. And this is ayat 152. In ayat 151, the Shaykh here refers to the ayat before that, and I read it in the beginning, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just as we have sent to you a messenger from amongst yourselves, we have sent amongst you a messenger from amongst yourselves, reciting to you our ayat, and yani purifying you, and teaching you the book and the wisdom, and teaching you that which you didn't know. Here the Shaykh is referring to those, the mention of these favors of Allah upon us, the sending of the messenger, and the yani reciting of Allah's ayats and the purification of the people and teaching them the book and the wisdom. Here the Shaykh says, وَفِي الْإِتْيَانِ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالشُّكْرَ بَعْدَ النِّعْمَ الدِّينِيَّةِ. النِّعْمَ الدِّينِيَّةِ, the religious favors of Allah. That is the sending of the messenger and the teaching of the book and the wisdom and so on. Yani, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the people to be grateful after the mention of these religious benefits, all of them are religious benefits, he said, including al-ilm, wa-tazkiyat al-akhlaq, wa-tawfiq lil-a'mal. Yani, including what? The giving of the knowledge and the purification of the character and the making the people able, yani giving them success in doing good deeds. After the mention of these, al-ni'm al-diniyah, the command was shukra. After that is a clarification that the greatest of ni'm, rather, the real favors of Allah, those which will remain when others, yani, disappear, yani, it is, yani, these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, that this is an indication that the greatest of the favors of Allah, rather, the real favors of Allah, which will remain after others are gone, are the, yani, ni'm ad-diniyah. Meaning that a person may have a property, they may have money, they may have whatever, yani things that the people in the world want, of lawful things. And when those are all gone, the only thing that might remain, if a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the greatest of favors of Allah upon him, and that is the guidance that Allah has given. Yani that He has placed you upon the sunnah, that He has given you knowledge of the deen, that He has given you the ability to act upon this knowledge, to worship Him, to be in obedience to Him. This is the greatest of favors. Even if He takes your health and your wealth and whatever else in the world that the people desire, if all of that is gone, the what will remain are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your deen. And this is also an indication that Allah mentions the obligation of shukr after the mention of these religious favors. أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ وَفِّقُوا لِعِلْمٍ أَوْ عَمَلٍ أَنْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And that is incumbent. This is also any clarification that is incumbent upon the person who has been given success to achieve some knowledge or to be successful in doing some good deeds, that that person must be engaged in expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors. لِيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that Allah may increase them of His bounties. وَلِيَنْدَفِعَ عَنْهُمْ الْإِعْجَابِ فَيَشْتَغِلُوا بِالشُّكْرَ. And also, yani so that people will what? They will not, so that Allah will repulse or push away from you, yani vanity, being conceited. That a person might have some knowledge, and they might be doing some good deeds, and they might begin to think of themselves as better than other people. The people who don't have that knowledge that you have. Or the people who are not doing the deeds that you are doing. Perhaps you are going to the Fajr prayer every morning in Jama'ah, and you feel that you are better than the people who are not doing it. So by engaging in expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledging that this is a favor upon you from Him, this will save you from al-i'jab, from al-ujb, yani from becoming vain and conceited and thinking that you are something special. And then the Shaykh says, وَلَمَّا كَانَ الشُّكْرُ ضِدُّهُ الْكُفْرُ نَهَى عَنْ دِدِّهِ فَقَالَ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And Allah said, and be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. He said, since kufr is the opposite of shukr, kufr is the opposite of shukr. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He commanded us to be grateful, He also prohibited us from being ungrateful. And someone might say, how is kufr the opposite of shukr? Yani shukr means to be thankful, and kufr means disbelief. Huh?
No, I don't know if you're asking a question or not.
I wasn't, but it is a question. Fadl. This is a form of kufr. Yani that a person doesn't acknowledge the favors of Allah upon you. Naam. That's exactly what the Shaykh is saying here. He said that here Allah has commanded us with shukr, and He has prohibited us from kufr. And what is meant, yani because they are the opposite of one another, al-murad bil-kufr ha-huna ma yuqabil al-shukr. Yani what is intended by kufr here in this ayat is the opposite of shukr. Yani shukr is gratitude, kufr ingratitude. That's what's intended here. That a person doesn't recognize Allah's favors upon them. They don't acknowledge it. They are not appreciative. They are not thankful. They are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that He has given them. فَهُوَ كُفْرُ النِّعْمُ. Yani it's ingratitude for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَهْدُهَا, and denying it. وَعَدَمْ الْقِيَامِ بِهَا, and failing to fulfill that which is yani required of the person in response to these favors, yani meaning being obedient to Allah and using those things in the way that is pleasing to Allah. Then the Shaykh says, وَيَحْتَمِلْ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَعْنَى عَامًا. And it's possible, yani that is the apparent meaning of kufr here, the opposite of shukr, as it came in the siyaq. That's the way it came, yani in the way the expression came here, it seems as though, yani the more apparent meaning is that the meaning of kufr here is the opposite of shukr, yani ingratitude. But perhaps it's possible that the meaning could be general, not limited to that yani more limited meaning. Rather, it could be general. فَيَكُونُ الْكُفْرَ أَنْوَاعًا كَثِيرًا. And in that case, kufra yani is of many types. They are all types of kufr. Not just kufr and ni'am, yani being ungrateful for the favors of Allah. But rather, there are many types of kufr. And then the Shaykh says, Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. And here's another question. But let's see. And after I read it, I'll ask the question. وَأَعَظَمُهُ الْكُفْرُ بِاللَّهِ. Yani perhaps the meaning of kufr here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be thankful to me and do not be, yani وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. That perhaps the meaning is general. And therefore, yani it may mean the various types of kufr. وَأَعَظَمُهُ الْكُفْرُ بِاللَّهِ. And the most severe, the worst, the highest form of kufr is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَنْوَاعُ الْمَعَاسِي. And then the different types of sins come next after kufr billahi. The different types of sins come next. عَلَى اِخْتِلَافْ أَنْوَاعْ وَأَجْنَاسِهَا. عَلَى اِخْتِلَافْ أَنْوَاعِهَا وَأَجْنَاسِهَا. Yani the different types of sins, yani which, there are different types and different divisions and different classes of sins. There are all kinds of different sins, right? So what comes next after kufr billahi are the different types of sins. Different classes, different divisions of sin. Min ash-shirk fama dunahu. Yani including shirk and what is less than it. So here the Shaykh, he has mentioned, yani here in this statement, he has mentioned the meaning of kufr. If it is general, then there are three grades of kufr that he has mentioned here. Three general grades of kufr. The first of them is, al-kufr billahi. Disbelief in Allah. A person doesn't believe in Allah. And the second of them is, al-ma'asiyah. Al-ma'asi. Ma'asiyah to Allah. Sins. And is there a third category? Here in this statement. Yani sins are divided into two divisions. Okay, major and minor sins. But in his statement here, that's a fact, no doubt about it, major and minor sins. But in this statement here, he mentions yani ma'asi as a second category, but then he divides ma'asi into two categories. Ash-shirk wa ma duna. Ash-shirk and whatever is less than it. So that's two categories. Shirk is a category by itself. It's ma'asi, it's sin. So there are three things here. Naam. So there are three things here. The Shaykh mentioned. The first of them is what? Kufr billahi. And the second of them is ma'asi. But if we want to make it into three categories, then the second one would be the greatest of ma'asi, and that is a shirk. And then the third one is the other sins that's less than it. That's how he mentioned it here. Naam. And for this reason, we should reflect upon what? What is the difference then between kufr billahi and shirk? A person may believe in Allah, yani corrupted belief, in which he associates something with Allah. So he's worshipping Allah, and he's worshipping something else along with Allah. Of course, that worship is rejected. Allah doesn't accept anything for him that with someone else is sharing with it, right? But there is kufr billahi, outright disbelief. They don't believe in Allah at all. And then there are people who believe in Allah to some extent. Allah mentions that in the Quran. But they worship something along with Allah, and then there are those who believe in Allah, and they don't worship anything along with Allah, but they engage in that which is less than shirk. This is the end of what the Shaykh said here. And I think we still have a few minutes now. So, yani, with that being said, I want to remind us of the importance of what we have discussed here in these few minutes is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, yani, to what? To remember him. And secondly, yani, to be thankful to him. And to not be ungrateful, or to not fall into kufr. And this shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it involves the heart, it involves the tongue, and it involves the limbs of the body. All of this is required. If any of this is missing, it may be defective, or it may become invalid, absolutely. I want to close with a supplication that most of us have memorized. And if we haven't, then we should memorize it, related to our topic today. And I was looking for something in an old book that I had, and as I was looking for it, I came across a page with some notes that I had written about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. And it contained this hadith that I want to read to you tonight. I wasn't looking for this. I was looking for something else, but Allah turned me to this page. He caused me to turn to this page, and I found this supplication in my handwritten notes that I wrote in the way that I can easily follow it. And it reminded me, yani, of this particular hadith, yani the hadith of Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu. This hadith is reported by Abu Dawud, bi isnad sahih. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك. يعني معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم took him by his hand and he said, oh معاذ, I swear by Allah I love you. Huh? I swear by Allah that I love you. فقال أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. He said, I advise you, O Mu'adh, never leave off saying these words at the end of every salat. يعني that you say, O Allah, help me, assist me in remembering you and in being thankful to you. And this is our theme today, to remember Allah and to be thankful to Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say this after every prayer, and he said to Mu'adh, by Allah I love you, never leave off saying this. Oh Allah, help me to remember you and to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya, he said concerning the hadith of Mu'adh that indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to him, indeed I love you, inni uhibbuka. And then the Shaykh said, he swore, that is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore by Allah, he said, wallahi, inni la uhibbuka. Yani inni la uhibbuka. Not la, but la meaning emphasis, ta'keed. He said, I swear by Allah, indeed, definitely, certainly, I love you. That's how it came, yani the meaning of it, the power of the meaning of it in Arabic. And this is a tremendous virtue for Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet, that our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, swore by Allah that he loves him. No need to swear by Allah. But this means the importance of what he's saying to him. And the one who loves someone, he doesn't store up anything for the one that he loves, except that it is khayrun lahu, except that it's good for him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saved this for Mu'adh. He told him, by Allah, I love you. Indeed, I love you. And then he told him this, he gave him this advice. Never leave off at the end of every salat. And now that we came to know this, because Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he shared it with the ummah, how can we leave off saying these words after every salat?
So what's the right place to say that? Is it after the salam or before the salam?
Inshallah, Sheikh talks about it. There's a difference of opinion. The point is, though, that we should not leave it off. If the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, whom he said, I love you by Allah, I swear by Allah I love you, and I told you, I advise you with this, how then can we abandon these words? How can we make salah and fail to say this? If we didn't know, then after knowing, how can we fail to say it? How can we leave it off? Never leave it off after any salah. That's what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to him in this way so that he would be musta'iddan lima yulqa ilayhi, so that he would be prepared for what is going to be given to him, what the Prophet ﷺ is about to say to him. Wallahi, indeed, certainly I love you. To make him get ready for what is about to be said from the one who loves him. Then he said to him, La tada'anna, yani do not ever, ta'keedan, noon ta'keed, do not ever leave off saying at the end of every salat, yani the obligatory prayer, the Shaykh says, salat al-maktuba, meaning after the end of every obligatory prayer, the five prayers, obligatory prayers. He said, Allahumma a'inni. Shuaib was there when I wrote these notes. I just saw you just now. MashaAllah. I just saw you just now. And I see Ahmed here with us too, MashaAllah. This is a blessed night indeed, from the night, from the days of Ramadan. After every obligatory prayer, O Allah, help me, assist me to remember you and to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. وَدُبُرُ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ يَعْنِي فِي آخِرِ الصَّلَاتِ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. This is the opinion of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. There's a difference of opinion about this. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says, what is meant by the end of the salat? It means the end of the salat before you make taslim, before you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That's Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. That's why he said, that's his opinion. And this is also the opinion of Shaykh Al-Islam Al-Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. هكذا جاء في بعض الروايات. He said, this how it came in some of the narrations, that he said, to say this, قبل السلام, to say these words before making taslim. وهو حق, Shaykh said, and this is the truth, this is what's correct. وكما ذكرنا أن المكيد بالدبر أي دبر الصلاة إن كان دعاء فهو قبل التسليم وإن كان ذكرا فَهُوَ بَعْدَ التَّسْلِيمِ. The Shaykh, he said, as we mentioned previously, yani when something is muqayyad, when it's restricted with the word dubur, yani dubur salat, then there's a qaida here, the Shaykh says, there's a qaida. He said that whenever something is restricted by the term at the end of the salat, if it is a dua, a supplication, it means qabla taslim, before you say assalamu alaykum wa sallam. And if it is a dhikr, words of remembrance or praise of Allah, فَهُوَ بَعْدَ التَّسْلِيمِ, then it's after, that's the qaida. If it's a dua, it's in the salat, before you make taslim. And if it's a dhikr, then it's after the salat, after you make taslim. وَيَدُلُّ لِهَذَا الْقَاعِدَةُ لِهَذِهِ الْقَاعِدَةُ أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ فِي حَدِيثِ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ فِي التَّشَاهُدِ لَمَّا ذَكَرَهُ قَالَ يعني. The Shaykh said, he didn't just make a claim, but now he's bringing his proof. What indicates this qaida is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he talked about the tashahud, he said, ثم ليتخير من الدعاء ما شاء أو ما أحب أو أعجبه إليه. He said then, yani meaning after the person recited the tashahud, he said then the person may choose. Then he must choose from the dua whatever he wills, or whatever he loves, or whatever is more pleasing to him. And after the tashahud, before taslim. Amma dhikr, that's the proof that if it's dua, you should say it before taslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, wa amma dhikr, faqala Allah ta'ala, fa'idha qadaytum as-salat, fadhkuru Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Then as far as dhikr, where is its place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, so if you finish from the salat, you completed your salat, then remember Allah standing, sitting, or on your sides. Shaykh is saying that these two proofs are proof that if it is dhikr, then it's after the taslim, and if it is dua, it should be included in the salat before taslim. Then the Shaykh goes to explain the meaning of this supplication briefly, and we'll close with this. A'inni ala dhikrika ya'ani. Yani help me to remember you. He said, this remembrance is every qawl yuqarribu ila Allah. Every speech that brings you near to Allah is the dhikr of Allah. Wa kullu shayin yuqarribu Allah. And everything, every deed that you do that brings you near to Allah is dhikr Allah. And dhikr Allah is not just speech, but every action that you do that brings you near to Allah is dhikr Allah. Including teaching and including learning is dhikr Allah. وَكُلُّ تَفْكِيرٍ يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And every thought, reflection, contemplation that brings you near to Allah is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. فَهُوَ, all of this is مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. وَشُكْرِكَ, يعني, and help me to be thankful to you. أي شُكْرُ النِّعْمِ وَاندِفَاءَ النِّقَمِ. يعني, that I be grateful for every favor or bounty that you have given, and for every harmful thing, every trial or tribulation or hardship that you have repulsed from me. Be thankful for every favor that Allah has given to you and every harm that He has protected you from. Yani, don't just be grateful if Allah gave you $100,000, but if He protected you from harm, that is also something to be grateful for. Perhaps He protected you from a criminal, from a murderer, from a mushrik, from a homo, whatever. Then this is something to be thankful for. The Shaykh says, فَكَمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ لِلَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. How many are the favors of Allah upon us? Meaning, there are many. كَثِيرًا. How many? There are many. وَكَمْ مِنْ نِقْمَةٍ اندُفِعَتْ عَنَّا. And how many, yani, hardships, harms that Allah has repulsed from us. فَنَشْكُرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ أَيُّعِينُنَا عَلَيْهِ. So we thank Allah for all of this. And we ask Allah to help us to be thankful to Him for these favors that He has given to us. وَعَلَى حُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. And the Shaykh says, وَعَلَى حُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. And also, yani, help me to worship you in the best manner. وَحُسْنُ الْعِبَادَةِ يَكُونُ بِأَمْرَيْنِ. Yani, worshipping Allah in the best manner includes two affairs. Yani, بِأَمْرَيْنِ. بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Yani, sincerity. Yani, that you are worshipping Allah sincerely with ikhlas for the sake of Allah alone. And the more stronger is your ikhlas, the better it is. وَبِالْمُتَابَعَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And that you are in compliance, in accordance, following, strictly adhering to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. حُسْنُ عِبَادَتِكَ. Yani, worshipping Allah in the best manner, it includes two matters. That is ikhlas, doing it sincerely for Allah alone, and doing it in compliance with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu muwaffiq. And Allah is the one who grants success. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Any question about what we talked about tonight? We have just a couple of minutes. We're going to stop, like, just quickly. If there's a question, something that's not clear about what we said, we don't want to leave any lack of clarity. Is there something that's not clear about what we said? Okay, so then in closing, I just want to say a reminder to myself first and to each of us, yani, that when you know, you became responsible for what you know. And if you don't know, you may also be responsible for, because you didn't try to know. Because you didn't try to know. Because talab al-ilm faridatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. So you have to try to know. But then if you try to know and you didn't know, perhaps you will be ma'adhur. Might be excused. But when you know, you have to act upon what you know. And as we mentioned last week in the discussion from Shaykh Abdus Salam, he said that knowledge, acting upon knowledge is of two types. The first part is acting upon the knowledge which is obligatory, that indicates those things which are obligatory, it is obligatory to act upon them, and whoever didn't is sinful. And then there's acting upon knowledge that points to those things which are mustahab, that are not obligatory. And whoever acts upon them will be rewarded. But if they didn't, they will not be sinful. But when you know it, then it is more right and befitting that you should act upon it. So the knowledge of that which is obligatory, it's incumbent upon us to act upon it. Whoever doesn't, then they have fallen into sin. And the knowledge of those things which are not obligatory, then at least the person who doesn't act upon it, if they are not sinful, they will lose the reward. So it's incumbent upon us now to be engaged in the remembrance of Allah constantly, morning and evening. And next week, inshallah, we're going to talk about this in a little bit more detail from the explanation of Al-Imam Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, concerning the system of remembrance of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established in this deen. How do we remember Allah all the time, day and night, public and private, at every opportunity that we are constantly engaged in remembrance of Allah? And this includes a number of things, inshallah, we're going to talk about it next week. For now, let us know that we have to be constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah. I was praying in a masjid last night, and while we were praying Taraweeh, there were some brothers in front of the masjid, outside, talking very loud. You could hear them in the masjid, even to the front of the masjid. And they were talking about, I think, a basketball game. Is there a basketball game going on now that's important? Somebody, don't be ashamed to say, yes, there is. I think there must be, right? The playoffs. Then that's what it was. And he was saying he didn't do anything the whole game, and he didn't do anything in this one. While the people are engaged in prayer, in Ramadan. We are not engaged in remembrance of Allah, we are engaged in remembrance of dunya. La'ib wa lahu. Sport and play and amusement. Let us be engaged in remembrance of Allah. All of us, we are human beings. Naam. We are not 100%, but let us strive to be better in the remembrance of Allah, which will help us to be grateful to Allah, really grateful to Allah, that's expressed and manifested in yani, the heart, the tongue, and in acting in compliance with Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. May Allah grant us success. May Allah grant us, make us successful in being obedient to Him and in earning His reward, doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم وأهلا وسهلا يا أحمد بارك الله فيكم ما شاء الله. What a wonderful night tonight to see out the return of our brother Ahmed. ما شاء الله.